Good morning, Thursday morning, Life Church Litchfield's daily podcast, and it's Steve talking to you this morning. Just something that struck me the other day, and it sort of remained in my heart and mind, but let me just take you, well, I'll paint a picture for you on this Thursday morning. I'm a great fan of cathedrals. In fact, for a birthday, my kids bought me a book of all the cathedrals of England and a notebook and invited me to visit all the cathedrals, take a picture of me outside, jot down a bit of information, you know, etc., etc. And I've been slowly doing that, visiting one or two a year to get round them all. And I do love it. I love that ancient sense of history and if these walls could talk. But one fascinating thing about cathedrals and older churches like that is that the stained glass window. I'm sure you've wandered into an old church or been to a wedding or a cathedral and you stared at those stained glass windows and perhaps tried to picture the story and the parable that it's telling, which is often the case. Those stained glass windows have been around, many of them, for over 1,000 years. Wow. The idea of little bits of coloured glass being put together to form a picture that the light shines through is just a great, great image. In 2017, I had the privilege of being in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. We were visiting our son who was studying at Carnegie Mellon University, and it was his graduation. And during the sort of week that we spent there, we visited, it was just like a backstreet garage business. But this guy was a restorer and creator of small pieces of stained glass. And he's one of these guys who just loved to chat about his craft. He'd been doing it many, many years. In fact, we've got a piece of stained glass in our house that we bought on that day as a memento of our visit to him. And he was just one of those fascinating guys who loved his subject and really, you know, did what he did out of his heart, not just his job. And keep that in mind. Think about stained glass. Think about those pictures. The colours that tell the stories of God and the light that shines through. What's my message to us today in my sort of ramblings is there's something about that in our lives. That God has put his story within us. And his light shines in and through us to show his story to the world. Let me read to you one of my favourite bits of the Bible from the Message version. It's part of the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew chapter 5 and verse 13 through to verse 18. This is what it reads. Let me tell you why you are here. You're here to be salt seasoning that brings out the God flavours of this earth. And if you lose your saltiness, how will people taste godliness? You've lost your usefulness and will end up in the garbage. Or here's another way to put it. You're here to be light, bringing out the God colours in the world. God is not a secret to be kept. We're going public with this, as public as a city on a hill. And if I make you light bearers, you don't think I'm going to hide you under a bucket, do you? I'm putting you on a light stand. And now that I put you there on a hilltop, on a light stand, shine. Keep open house. Be generous with your lives. By opening up to others, you'll prompt people to open up with God, this generous Father in heaven. Let God shine his story in all its glorious colour through you to the world around. Make this Thursday a great day. Carpe diem.